Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Norm. I hope you get this voice message. Norm, I want to tell you a story. Every April, my father removed the cover from our built-in pool. The vinyl cover protected the pool water from the winter months. Pool cover removal day was a big deal in our family. Because I was a teenager, I usually wore hot pants and a halter top while I watched my dad remove the pool cover. My mom would fire up the barbecue and make grilled hot dogs and beans. Norm, on this particular occasion, I was practicing my headstands. At that time, my chest melons were enormous. They acted as ballast and it made it easier for me to do a headstand. Norman, my father had three of his friends come over. My old man's plan was simple. My dad and his three buddies would grab a hold of a corner of the pool cover, and then, at the count of three, they would aggressively snap the cover up. That swift action would force all the water and debris up and into the air. When the water and debris were gone, they would roll the cover off the pool. Norman, when they counted down and snapped the pool cover up, I felt a sudden intense thud to my genitals. I was still standing on my head, but instinctively I knew something had bored its way past the crotches of my hot pants and panties. Whatever it was resting deep in my cunt. Everyone attending our pool opening day ran to my aid. They all agreed. My pussy had been violated by an unknown object while I was doing a headstand. When the police arrived, they called for a helicopter. The helicopter hovered just above me. The emergency personnel spread my legs, and they tied ropes around my ankles. While I was hanging midair, paramedics removed 3 2-inch in diameter stainless steel balls from my vaginal tract. Norm, they were Benoit balls. But how? Why? The cops deduced that at some time during our pool closure, a romantic nighttime hot air balloon flight took place directly above our swimming pool. The Benoit balls were probably intended to be rolled into the woman's hungry cunt that was standing in the basket of the hot air balloon. But somehow, the man standing in the basket of the hot air balloon dropped the Benoit balls, and they landed on the vinyl pool cover, covering our pool. When my father and his friends snapped the pool cover up, the Benoit balls went up, and then they dropped into my pussy. I had never had an orgasm, but I believe I experienced a couple of blockbusters that day, as the men fished the Benoit balls out of my wet swollen gash. Norm, I am telling you this story in the hopes that it helps your female listeners. Girls, be careful whenever you do a headstand near a pool that's having its pool cover removed. You could take 3 or 4 Benoit balls to the beaver. I did. Now I must go. Norm, I call all the time, but you never phone me back. What gives? Can you please excuse me? I want to smoke some weed while I vibrate the shit out of my clitoris and stink star. Bye.
End of messages.
He wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, Norm Augustinus.
So try to understand, try to imagine, this is all facts. Then we're going to get on with what I want to talk about, whatever that happens to be, whatever it is, I really don't know. Try to imagine that hundreds of thousands of women, they die. They die every year, right? They're all ages. Some old bag of shit, 80 years old. Some snotty fucking tight bag of shit, 13, 17 years old, whatever it is. But they were taking the dick. They were taking a dick maybe 2 hours before they died. Maybe they were taking the dick an hour before they died. Maybe they died when they were taking the dick. and a gigantic load got blown into their fucking skunk, got blown into their fucking hole, their beaver. Big load of cum in their beaver. Now, the truth of it is that more and more people are not paying for embalming. Embalming is out because it's so expensive. Embalming is when they fill you up full of chemicals, suck all your blood out, and you can last a little bit longer so people can come and look at what you look like when you were alive, kinda, and you can feel good that they went in the ground. You can embalm them, protect their body, supposedly. But they're not doing that anymore. There's no more embalming. It's, I guess, according to Wainwright, 78% down are not embalming their mom, their dad, their loved ones, their lover, whatever it is, whoever it is that died. They're not doing it anymore. So now they take this bitch who took a huge load of cum, maybe three, four, five fistfuls of cum to the fucking stink star and to the fucking cunt. There it is, it's in there. And they're not embalmed, and they go into the ground. Now, they go into the ground, and of course, some bitch, she doesn't want to be on the hill. She's going to be above you. She has to be, it's just like in life. You want the highest apartment. You want the top office, the highest window in the building. You don't want to be in a basement. And she's, of course, buried on some hill above you. And now they bury this lady, this whole whore. They bury her, and she starts to break down. She didn't get embalmed. And the cum is still in her cunt. That means that they didn't embalm her. They didn't do anything. They don't go in there and suck out the cum out of her cunt and put it into a baby food jar. They say, hey, here's some cum. We got some cum now. The cum's still in her cunt. They don't do anything. They don't clean her ears. They don't trim her toenails. They don't check out her shithole. They just put her in a fucking zipper bag, and they take her, and they put her in a cardboard box or some shipping container or coffin, whatever it happens to be, and they put her body, and they bury her in a cemetery. Now, she's up on the hill, and you know that there's fucking pocketfuls. I just told you that. Pocketfuls, fucking fistfuls of cum in her gash that's in there. Big goddamn cunt, stretched out fucking cunt, filled with fucking cum. Some dudes come. Now, as she starts to decay, because you were the working beaver, you were the working class, you're not buried at the top of the hill. They don't like you. I told you, they like you if you're supporting them. If you pay for kids, pay all bills all your life, then a woman likes you. But that's about as far as she can get with having a relationship with you. She's liked all her life. What a cute little kid. Look at her little dress. Look at her shiny shoes. They like her all the way. Look at her nice tits all the way through her age. Till she turns decrepit. But then someone will still fuck her. It's how it works with a woman. Now, she's been buried, and you're down below. You're working class. You're down below. As she starts to decay, that cum that was inside her fucking twat, inside her stink star, that cum starts to leak out. Here comes the cum. You don't know who she fucked. You don't know what it is. Maybe his name's Toby. Maybe he had a 15-fucking-inch cock like your correspondent. 15.5-pound cock, 14.5 inches long. That's how big my cock is. That's not a joke. Now, that cum starts to trickle down the hill, and your mouth is open. Your mouth's open. That's just the way it is. Your jaw fell loose. The muscles went dead. Your jaw lopped open. It swung open. You're agape in there. Your jaw's agape. I never understood the word agape. It's funny. The word itself sounds funny. It's agape. Their jaw's hanging. It's open. It's agape. It means it's open. And that cum's coming down. You can't move. You're in your coffin. You can't move anywhere. You can't go forward. You can't go backwards. You can't get out of the path of it. I don't have anything to do with it. But the cum is coming down the hill. Some big dick motherfucker hardly worked at all in his life. I don't know what he is. Fucked all the time, didn't take baths and shit like that. And you prided yourself on being this great heterosexual man. You're straight man, just like your correspondent. You're straight dude. And you're in that coffin, and your jaw's agape. It's open. Here comes the cum. She didn't get embalmed. They didn't suck out the cum out of her fucking twat or stretched out fuckhole. They didn't take it out. Now you're laying there, man. You're laying there with your jaw open. You can't move. You can't do anything. You can't signal for help. And you're eventually going to take that load of cum into your mouth. And that's how it is. That's how it really works in life for you as a man. It's never going to get any better. You're never going to fucking grow. You're never going to escape or be able to do any things you want to do. You're always going to be under the thumb, under the screw of some bitch that's walking this planet. There you are, you're in your coffin, your mouth's open. Did you ever in a million years think that you were going to take a fucking fistful, three fistfuls, maybe 5 gallons of cum? How many bitches that weren't embalmed is buried at the top of the hill? How many bitches up there with full loads in their twats and that load is leaking down to you? Maybe you're like a fucking porn star. Like, you don't even know it. You're dead. You're like become this twisted fucking porn star who swallowed 5, 6, 10 gallons of cum when you're during your career. And you didn't want to be that, but now you're that. You're being something you didn't want to be because somebody else decided to fuck for you what you were going to be. There it is. There you are. You're so noble. Look at the nice saying on your fucking cough on your tombstone. Meet you at the big clock. That's what mine's going to be. Big saying on your tombstone, on your fucking headstone. Whatever yours would, whatever yours will be. Worked fucking 12 hours a day for 40 years for three ungrateful bitches and some slut who went next door and fucked a guy for the 20 years when you were at work. That's what yours will say. They can't love you. They'll never love you. Fucking women are just that way. They utilize the fuck out of the old man. He's a man. And stored him as far as they can, as much as they can, just short of fucking him and having him eating her out. That's where it stops. But they find some other dude for that, too, those two areas. But there you are. I'm at the bottom of the hill. I'm taking it easy. These are my free days, but you're not. You're not free. You're entombed forever. You're enslaved forever by some goddamn bitch in America, some American whore. Here comes a cum who can fuck till she's 80 years old. Your mouth is agape. Man, you've turned into a homo. You're a homo, dude. You're in the ground and you're homosexual. You're homo. That's what you are. You're taking it, man. Here comes a load of cum. Fistful after fistful of cum into your mouth. You thought you were free. You thought you were away from women. And here they are. They buried this big slut above you. This self-entitled whore. She took and ruined and raped and pillaged everything she's ever been around, and now she's doing it to you again, and you don't even know her. That's how it is with a woman. That's what you're looking at with a woman. Everything in front of you is a mirage. If you're not looking at men, if you're not looking at trees, if you're not holding onto a gun, if you're not standing, going walking fair, fucking barefoot in a river, and you got your fucking fishing lures or your fly tackle, whatever, if you're not doing that, you're not living anything real. You're living some fucking thing that they've created, and you're trapped in it, man. You're trapped in it. I known this shit all along. I spent 18 months in Vietnam. I understood it straight away. All these VC bitches, flat-chested whores. I got hooked on flat-chested whores when I was in Vietnam because all those VC whores were all flat, man. Running through the fucking rice paddy. I was dropped out of helicopters, Huey Bell helicopters, H-1 helicopters. I was dropped out of it, man. I just fucked one after another. They're running, throwing rice at me, trying to get the fuck away from me. Have you ever been blinded by rice? Every time I see a wedding or anything like that. And I see him throwing rice at the bitch and the dude. It reminds me when I was in Vietnam, them throwing rice at me, there it was a bad thing. Somehow, when you're married to some whore and they're throwing rice at you, it's a good thing. It's not a good thing. It's the same fucking thing when I was in Vietnam, man. They're throwing rice at you trying to get away because you had a big dick. Here comes a dick. They want to steer that storyline. Nobody steers the storyline of Norm Augustinus. I steer my storyline, I steer my meat, my fucking armor, my goddamn gun in my pants, I steer where I want to steer it, and I create the scenarios, and I create the fucking realities that happen to come across me. You have to take control of your reality. You can't let other people run your shit. Other people drawing, the designing, and pulling up, and using their Play-Doh and clay-doh, whatever it is, to create the reality around you. That's what's going to happen to me. You're going to say, well, how do you get out of that, Norm? Everything you just said makes total sense. How do I get out of it? How do I not end up being a homo, a big goddamn fag? How do I not get out of being a faggot? I'm in my fucking coffin and I'm drinking tons and tons, gallons and gallons of cum from some chick's fucking ghastly cunt that took all this goddamn meat, all this dick. How do I do that? You have to be sealed in plastic, man. You have to be sealed in plastic. You never see lamination? You got a picture of your bitch, maybe she's bent over and her ass is aimed out, and you had the photo laminated and it's in your wallet. You look at it sometimes to bring it back to reality. You look at it sometimes to remember what you were or what you thought you were and the things around you were. You have to laminate yourself. And that's the truth. They'll run your body through a giant lamination machine. It doesn't crush your body. It bends around you. And while it's bending around you, it's laminating your body in that way that when you're put into the coffin, that when that cum starts flowing your way, when your fucking jaw's agape, that cum doesn't go in your big, agape, open fucking trap. It doesn't go in your, what do they call it, a cake hole? It doesn't go in your fucking cake hole because you're laminated. You've laminated yourself. And you have to laminate yourself, and it's a good metaphor for everything. Even when you're alive, motherfucker, you've got to laminate yourself against the dangers all around you. You're not being looked at like a human being. Bitches hate you. They're always going to hate you. They'll pretend they like you, especially if you've got property, deeds, stocks, bonds, whatever it is. Then they'll really pretend to like you. You gotta laminate yourself from fucking what you're ultimately gonna take, which is gobs and gobs of fucking cum from some chick's pussy. They're non-discriminatory. They take cum everywhere and anywhere they are. I'm going out to Italiano. I'm going out to Italy. I'm gonna walk streets made of stone. I'm gonna be in buildings made of stone. Hey, that's the fucking ragu, man. I'm gonna have some ragu. I'm gonna have some spaghetti, some goddamn garlic bread, those long fucking things. Hey, look at me. I'm a fucking Italiano. Look at what I'm doing here. Hey, give me another glass of vino, fuckstick. This is her. They can go anywhere and they figure they'll be waited on. Where the fuck can I go on to be waited on? Everywhere I go, they'll look at me as the guy that's paying the bill. But everywhere she goes, they're going to go on their goddamn way to make her happy. She's got to be in this romantic cloud. Let's create it for her. They don't do that for you. They tell you, get back to work. Get back on the assembly line. You're 2,000 parts short, motherfucker. You got to have your self-laminated. I'm going to laminate myself. And you tell the guy that. Why do you want to do that? Then you ask him how much fucking pussy's buried in that cemetery, and he'll tell you, and then you say, I definitely want the lamination. And he'll say, I'm glad you're in the know. It's all secret stuff that goes down there. If you had any idea, if you knew the amount of acids, different type of acids and alkalines and amino acids that are in that pussy, that composes that pussy, you'd shit your pants. That fucking ground at a cemetery is nuked, motherfucker. It's gone. It's nuked for morbid. Someone told me once, it's a landfill. That's really what a cemetery is. A landfill of fucking sin, and there's some fucking end results. Like 55-gallon barrels filled with toxic chemicals from some factory, and they dumped them, and now the barrels are rusting through, and here comes the aftermath. That's what's there. That's the aftermath. All these acids, all these sins of this slot that they buried in this cemetery, and you have to sit there like a joke, man. I'm standing there in fucking all black giving this person honor. What for? Look at this slut. How many goddamn men did she destroy in her path wherever she was? Always remember, your chick don't love you, and you think I'm bullshit, and you pull away the money for 5 minutes. Tell her you're short now. You no longer have any goddamn money. Something's come up. Sorry about that. She's going to take her loving somewhere else, Ruby. Don't take my love to town, whatever that fucking song is. That's where she's gone, because you're not gotten the money anymore. Dude, don't do that. He'll take you out fucking camping. He'll go fucking hunting with you and shit like that. You go out in a canoe and you'll talk about it and you'll say, John, you're going to come back. You'll see. You're better off. That's what the dude does. Here you are. Two wounded fucking still glowing embers in a boat somewhere. For they were fucking red hot once. Two nuked for morbid motherfuckers. Embers just still burning on a boat wondering what the hell hit them. The acids, these poisons, goddamn, in a cemetery. Why would anybody want to be buried in a cemetery, man, with nothing but bitches? They're in a cemetery because they had the money to pay for it, and they didn't even pay for it. Somebody else paid for it. And they're all in a cemetery, tons and tons of bitches in there, bitches that you couldn't stand to be around, and now you're buried forcefully near one for the rest of all eternity. Huh? I mean, that's crazy, isn't it? You can't stay married to him for fucking 12, 18 months, but you're going to be buried next to some strange old slut laying next to you, in front of you, behind you, in front of you, behind you, up and down, all the fuck all over the cemetery. It's the same thing as if you're in an office environment. It's like you're buried, but you're not. You're trapped in the office cemetery. There you are. You're in your plot. They're all in your plots around you, known as cubicles, and they're all destroying you slowly, even though they don't. You don't even know these goddamn people destroying you. There you are in your cemetery plot, dying. I just don't understand it. I don't understand why they would want to put me, or why I would want to get in a cemetery with a bunch of bitches. They hated my guts when I was alive. They hate your guts when you're alive, and now you're there for all eternity. Think about that. Think about if you have to do that to appease somebody's fucking guilty conscience, we better put them in a nice box while they're fucking sucking and fucking 3 weeks after they put you in a goddamn ground. I better get myself laminated. That's what you got to do. They say, what is lamination? You tell them what lamination is. You can risk it. You can risk the exposure. You can take the heat, the strangest, the looks and all that. Or you can just, I'm saying, I want to be fucking laminated, motherfucker. I'll blow your brains out, bitch. And I've done that. I mean, you have to do shit like that. Laminate me, please. Why do you want that? The cemetery knows. Because your mouth's going to be agape for all eternity. And cum atop, cum and more cum and on top of cum is going to be fucking put into your goddamn mouth. You're a queer. You're a homo. You've turned into a fag. They've raped you. Even when you're dead, you're gone. They've raped you and they've remodeled you. They've re-fucking situated you. They've redone everything to you. Like when they try to change people's minds and all that and tell you're this, you're that. They've redone that to you and you're that now. You couldn't get away from it. You can't just say, look, I don't want to be a chick. I'm not going to have my dick lopped off and try being a woman. I'm not going to be doing it. You don't have a choice when you're dead. They've taken control of you even then. I got to have myself laminated. I got to have myself put it in your fucking papers. I want my body entirely laminated because there's going to be some fucking shikska sitting above me, some fucking chick that's above me dripping all her cum into my mouth. All my cum's going to her goddamn mouth. All her cum in her box is in my mouth now that they put her in there. She died. She wasn't embalmed. I don't know what they do with the embalmment. A friend of mine once, he works in the Detroit Health Department. He told me this. He said that when they fucking die, they suck the cum out with vacuum cleaners. And then they examine the cum. I said, what for? He said, they just do. They look at the cum for disease. And I said, why do they look for the cum to disease? Because he said it's in the cemetery. It's in the earth. It's in the ground. They don't know what it is. They're looking for disease. Imagine some kind of living like this. Can you imagine that there are fucking freaks on this planet and all they do is look for cum to be shot into a hole, look for cum to be shot into their back door, their front door. All they do is look for places people will inject them with cum. That's considered normal? That's normal. They say it's normal because that's what they need to sell shit, don't they? Corporations need to be open. Look at that. Hey, how you doing today? What are you and John going to do? What are you and fucking Tom going to do today? He says, the mom and dad says, trying to act like it's all, this is on the up and up and it's all classy. And hey, what a lovely couple. She's going to be slamped around and take a cock up her ass and drink a gallon of cum and then be pulled by her hair as he bangs her from the rear end. That's what she's going to fucking do today. Shut up! I like that sound my voice makes. When I say a word and I say, shut up! I like that at the end of it. You have to be laminated when you're buried in a cemetery. And I was talking, brought this up because I was recently at somebody I knew that had died. The biggest slut you've ever known. And there I am sitting there thinking this shit through. All this stuff came to me there. They're all burying her. They're all solemn. They're all standing there. They're all crying and looking up. Wouldn't be crying and looking up. She's like fucking living in fucking LSD and acid and every other trip and coke all in one. And I'm dropped out of a helicopter in Vietnam and given one fucking handgun. It's like that. That's what she was. That's like what it was being there. Poor thing. Yeah, she's a poor thing. Got a free goddamn house. Someone took care of her their entire life. She's dead now. She's not dead quick enough. She's dead. Nah, it's a poor thing. There's a little fucking... I need fucking something to eat me out. I think I said eat me out, but it was so much spit that I've soaked both my arms in spits on my hands and my shirt, and it's going down my chest. And that's bad because I don't want to humidify the air in here because I'm burning fucking right now Nag Champa incense, and I also got my fucking Pinconning Paralyzer, 97% THC. I've got it burning away here, and I just like to look at the roach. It's like this black thing I've smoked down. They call it a roach. I don't know why. I guess it looks like a roach. Got the roach on top of its brass plate. It's got a picture of an elephant carved into it. It's absolutely beautiful, man. And I look at it and I know I can go there. The roach, this black thing, look at it. There it is. Take your time loving it. Take your time paying for it. There's the roach. I got my Nag Champa. What else could you possibly want? Every goddamn TV commercial you look at is aimed at a bitch spending something. I can't believe it. They don't sell books. They're not selling fucking research fucking paperwork. They're not selling fucking MP3s of deep research regarding Dr. Leakey's work. Nothing like that. The fuck, they're not anything like that. Everything's a piece of shit. Something designed to be sold to a woman for her fucking $200, $50, $250 face with regards to makeup. Her face, her panties, her dress, to get dick to pull you the fuck in. We've got to get smarter than this. When you look at a bitch, you say this to yourself, man. I'm really starting to fall for her fucking A, man. She's so goddamn good. And I'm the blue. I could eat her. I got to be laminated. Somehow that comes out like a Freudian slip. I've got to be laminated now. I need to be laminated now. When you're in the hospital, you say, I need to be laminated now. Everybody will think you're crazy, but you'll know the reality. You'll know what's going on. You don't want to be a goddamn cum-guzzling fuck-up, some fag in a goddamn casket when you were straight, man, your entire life. Nobody wants that. It's insanity, isn't it? I'm going to talk about something here in a second. It's been bothering me. I went to this fucking funeral, and it bothered me horribly. All the bullshit, all the fake nonsense. Everybody knows, I guess, it's fake, but the props that you give the person that died, especially if she's a woman, I mean, come on. I told you how much dick an average woman takes, and this is really playing it low. I've told you what the math formula is. I came up with it. You want the math formula now again? Write it down if you can. Keep it. Embed it in your mind. Put it on the refrigerator. Put it in your car dash. Put it in your fucking notes on your fucking Android phone. Whatever it is. You got an Apple phone. I don't want nothing to do with you. Put it in your thing, man. Anywhere you can. Every thrust, every cram, every jam of your dick while you're fucking puts in about 5 inches of schlong at one thrust per fucking second. For 10 minutes. So that's about 3,000 inches per fuck. There's 63,360 inches in a mile, so that bitch needs to screw about 21 times to take a mile a dick. I'm standing at the cemetery, and I'm supposed to feel sorry for this woman. She took a mile of goddamn meat, a mile of dick every fucking month since she was alive, and she kept taking it, 12 miles of dick, 24 miles if she took in her asshole. And this is conservative. This is with a 5-inch cock in her. 24 miles a dick, 12 miles a dick, 24 miles a dick, her front and back door. This poor thing, this sweet little figure. She was an animal, man. You're lucky you didn't get a hold of her. She didn't get a hold of you. You'd be broke even faster. They're all breaking men one after a fucking another, man. That's what you have to know. Realize it. You won't feel sympathy for them. You'll just think about being fucking laminated. When I say laminated, I mean your entire body. You got to be run for a lamination machine. You run yourself through a lamination machine so that nothing can get into your mouth, even when the skin comes off. The skin comes off, your jaw falls open. It's just a gape, like they say, that funny word, your mouth's open. The skin's there. It doesn't matter that my tongue is gone. I don't want nobody's cum going past my upper teeth and my bottom teeth, my upper and lower plate. I don't want anything like that going past it, period. I don't want to be laying in a coffin and have fucking cum filling up the cavities in my teeth, the openings in my teeth. I'm not even fucking alive and I'm being exploited. When the motherfucking thing does this stop? Cum in the top plate, cavities, cum in the bottom teeth, there's cavities there. Cum's going in it and that bitch just got buried in her torso, still vibrating from the goddamn 50, 60 fucking years, 40 years of nonstop fucking she took. Poor thing, I gotta love her. She's a female. You give her some special attention. I gotta love her. She's a little beautiful little angel. Look at her sweet 12 year, sweet 16. Lovely thing. 22 year old fucking June wedding. This is a little lovely. And you know what you are? Get to work, man. There's an opening on the factory line. It's only 10 hours a day. They give you one 15 minute break and you can have a lunch if you decide to take it, but they prefer you didn't take it. That's your fucking thing. And by the way, the truck needs an oil change, and you got to work on something else. You got to work on the fucking front end, some lower control arm. You got to work on the fucking struts. Get on that now. Where does she do anything like that? This cum is just going into your mouth. You never thought that. You think you know who you are, don't you? I know who I am. I say the same kind of shit. I'm Norm Augustinus. I got a 55-gallon barrel in my fucking living room filled with guns to the top. I got Claymore mines. I got fucking cameras on the trees. I live on 100 acres up in upper northern Michigan. I got all this shit. I got a Glock. I got all kinds of Glock switches and all kinds of things. I knew who I am. I drink whiskey and shit like that. I go out on my ATV, my six-wheel all-terrain vehicle. What's the name of that thing? I go out in that. I got a fucking ultralight aircraft. I go out on all kinds of shit, motorcycles. I know who I am. You think you know who you are. Until you're forced to be a fag and drink a gallon of cum. Years and years of cum. Maybe the top of the hill where you're buried, maybe there's fucking all kinds of space there. Maybe there's space there to bury another 5,000-10,000 women up there. All of them have cum leaking out of their cunt. They weren't embalmed because it's becoming fashionable. And all that cum leaking out of that cunt is coming down that hill and you're drinking it. Try that shoe swallowing. Non-stop loads of cum, truckloads of cum, busloads of cum, cargo planes filled with fucking cum, fucking double-wheel tandem bicycles with two-seaters with chicks on it filled with fucking cum from the start of where you are in the globe to the other side of the globe and around again filled with goddamn cum and you're buried and you can't get away from it. That's when I came up with the idea. I'm going to be laminated, man. I'm not going to lose my dignity. I'm not going to fucking be crushed when I'm dead there, too, taken advantage of by women again. I'm not going to allow that to happen to me. I am laminated. I'll take the lamination process, please. Nobody will ever admit anything like that. Look up what's in a cemetery. High amounts of fucking acids that are coming out of women's cunts. They're toxic, man. The whole genitals inside there, the fucking ovaries and all that stuff, it's super goddamn toxic because it was once blessed by God, and now it's dead. It's been shut off from the collective. It's no longer collected to the main computer, which is the Lord, and it's just dead fucking reproductive organs that serve no purpose, and they're all rotting away. Spouted all, spurted out all these fucking eggs. The disappointment, one fucking egg after another, dumped during her period for years, and abortions, and here comes this toxic, anti-holy shit, unholy shit coming down. You're drinking it with a cum. Reminds me of a goddamn story. It absolutely reminds me of a fucking story, and that is, it's similar to this. I knew a woman once, this is the truth, I'm going to tell you, this kind of connects to another story, I just recalled it. I knew a woman once that, this is no shit, she would have people come over, this is not a joke, this is sick, this is a female, this is an American woman, they come out in their disguise, they come out with their $250 face on, their 2,000 Louis Vuitton fucking red bottom shoes, they're nothing like that. As soon as you see shit like that, you should be running the other way, man. Running as fast as you can. I used to have these shoes that were like disco shoes at a fucking 45-degree angle. Actually worn on the heels of the shoe because I was so afraid I'd often run from things. I had that shoe for the longest time. I don't know where it is. Those shoes, the disco shoes, you should be running. Once had a woman, this is the truth. She used to take a dick up her ass. She took the dick up her ass, and then she would hope that you would fucking blow your load in her asshole. Now, most women are constipated. They're constipated. They've been constipated for 3 or 5 or 6 months. They're so fucking fearful of not ending up with someone that's going to support them that they can't shit. They're really worn out. And they don't take dick. If they're not getting dick then, they hold on to that 10, 12-inch turd in their fucking vaginal tract because it's on top the colon tract, the large colon. They hold on to it. It feels like a dick to them. It's like a preliminary warm-up. It's like a companion that you have till you actually take a dick. It's like a shit dick that's in their fucking anus that goes up their large colon. It's keeping them company till a real dick comes in and rock crushes that fucking shit out of their asshole like when they're fucking being fucked from the front and the back. They're holding on to that shit. She used to hold on to their shit. She'd have constipation. And then she would invite people over. She wasn't bad looking. And you'd blow your load up her shithole. You'd blow your load up your shithole. You'd make all the customary sounds. Her hips are going up and down. It all feels so fucking real. Her flesh, her cheeks, her ass cheeks, her cakes, whatever you call them, feels so real. Can it go on forever and ever? Except it doesn't. She's going to be so goddamn decrepit, you won't even want to be in the same block with this woman eventually, with her fucking neck and face and all that sagging. You'd blow the load up her tailpipe. This is what I had heard. I'd heard this, but I have good knowledge that it's 100% true. You'd blow the load up her tailpipe. It would go into her shit. It would mix with her shit. The white cum, if you've got white cum, if your cum's clear, I guess you probably got testicle cancer or something like that. My jism is extremely white. Literally, I could, if I shot it on a black home, I could paint the home with my cum because it's that white, that healthy. And I would, they would blow their load up her shithole and it would, they'd load the jism. The cum would get into the shit and it would like do all these lines, veins like gold in rock. It would be veins of cum literally in her shit. One vein of cum after another swirling around in her shit. And then she would eventually shit it out. Now, mixing with that, she would eat tons of fiber. All kinds of fiber to bulk up her turd before you were in there, it was ready, when you blew your load. She'd eat tons and tons of fiber to bulk it up so you didn't have diarrhea. Fiber bulks up shit and makes it firmer and the stool stronger and more powerful and almost, you know, like rock-like, like a hammer on a fucking hammer handle. Like, yeah, like the hammer handle on a handle. And you'd blow your load up her after she made this fiber stool, this fiber turd, and you'd blow your load in there and get embedded into her shit. And then she would take that turd when the turd came out. She didn't shit in the toilet. She wouldn't shit in the toilet. That would defeat the whole purpose. She would shit onto a piece of paper, and below that piece of paper was about a half-inch thickness of foam, like a squishy foam. I can't, how would I describe that? Like packing foam, like you order a watch and there's foam around it. It was under the piece of paper, and then she would shit that stool out, that turd out, and it was embedded with your cum. It was just, I guess, you know, kind of gross, kind of obscene. And then she would actually take that turd, and they would put it in a kiln and they would fire the turd. It's like ceramics. They call it firing. She put it in a little kiln. It's all kinds of heat. And she would fire that turd. And once that turd was rock hard, it had been fired. She would now take that turd and put it into a rock polisher. And a rock polisher is something that is like a round barrel, like a foot wide or 10 inches wide. And it might be 8 inches high. It's just like a circle, like a container, like a coffee container. And this rock polisher, you would put this polish into it, and then you would close it up, put the turd in there. She would do this, and then she turned the rock polisher on for 30 days, somewhere between 30 and 45 days. A friend of mine named Keith told me this. His name was Keith. I can't talk any further about that. Something horrible happened to him. But he told me this shit was going on. Once that turd was completely polished, I guess it was sort of beautiful. It looked like a rare rock or something. A rare rock, you found it, it's been polished. And it was actually resellable. It could go for retail because it was so beautiful. But what it really was, and she advertised it like this, was her turd. It was her turd that came out, it had cum in it, and if she'd fire it, she'd put it in a kiln, she'd then put it in a rock polisher, and then you could have this fucking turd with cum in it. She was selling these things online for the longest time. And I tried to find it. I never found it, but I have no doubt that's not 100% true. I have absolutely no doubt that this didn't happen. I said to Randy, I shouldn't have told you that name. That's his last name. I said to Keith that are you kidding me? That's really happened? He said, yeah, she sells them online and people that know about it, it's got a big following. I mean, are you kidding me? Why am I fucking doing this? Why do I bust my ass here fucking week after week for 25 fucking years and get no financial reward, but a chick can shit out a turd with cum embedded in it, fire it, put it in a rock polisher and sell a goddamn thing and make a living? It makes no sense. Isn't this harder? Isn't this got more fucking, more honor, more valor than selling my shit with cum in it? But people liked it. Came out, it had barrel marks from her asshole. Every asshole, every colon of a woman actually has rifling marks. It's like, it's what a rifling mark is. If I shoot a bullet through a rifle, the bullet's going to spin and go out. But there's also marks in the actual rifle barrel, and it'll make these special rifle barrel marks onto the bullet. They're only one of a kind. If bullet comes out, they can track it right to that rifle, even to a handgun. And it's just like that. They'd have rifling marks on it that would, you could prove it. You could actually go back and check her asshole out. You know it came from her. And I guess it could have more value. And I asked him that. I said, does she advertise the rifling mark? She said, yeah, for the right money. Now, she could sell these things. I'm not kidding you. $10,000, $5,000, $15,000. It was a market that anyone would pay. Whatever the buyer was willing to pay, They would pay. There was no limits. Like when you're selling a house, they'll tell you, how much is this worth? They say, well, whatever the buyer's willing to spend, whatever the buyer's willing to pay, that's what it's worth. And they'd have to figure that level out. But, I mean, it's really, really creepy. And it reminded me of his fucking story with regards to shit and all that. It reminds me of something similar. And this is another woman. How much time I got? It just reminded me, and it might be 10 minutes ago, reminded me of selling these fucking things. I can't collect a penny for this. And it doesn't make any goddamn sense. People can get paid even with 50 commercials of these goddamn things. And it's kind of goofy. It doesn't make any sense. One time when I was younger, this just reminded me of it. It directly ties into everything I've just said. This woman was digging out her basement. She was self-digging a basement. And the house is already there. This was in Utica, Michigan. The house is already there, and they were digging the basement out, and they had an entrance. They went through a closet. They removed the floors, and they dug the basement out. Now, she had the sweetest-looking daughter. When I tell you the best-looking, thickened thing you ever saw, I'm not shitting you. People would come over and shit just to look at her, just to be around her, hope that they could catch her during a naive period where she was vulnerable, not protected by experience and wisdom, where she was vulnerable and they could bang her out. That's what they hoped for. That's what the fuck I hoped for. That's why I was there. The mother was telling me that they needed help with regards to digging out the basement. It was just her and his daughter. Her father was once a race car driver, and he died in some... It was a stock car driver, and he died in an accident once, and they lost a father. But the mother was digging out the basement. She had heard you could do it. At that time, there was a popular mechanics magazine, and it said the title of the magazine was Dig Your Own Basement. It was issue 33. I don't remember the year. I don't remember the damn year. But she said, Norm, would you like to help my daughter? She's digging out the basement. Now, I'm kind of supervising it. I said, your daughter's digging out the basement. I said, the daughter that I met, the nice lady, the really kind of pretty girl, I try to be conservative there. You can't just go right out and said, fucking A, man. I just want to, what do they call them, a pin cushion? I just want to dick her everywhere. Dick here, dick like a fucking nail gun. Dick, boom. And you're in and out. She said, yeah. But she's digging the basement. And I said, how you doing that? And she said, well, we went into the closet, we took the boards out, and I heard that it could raise the value of our home. Took the boards out, and we started with a bucket, and we would take the bucket out, one bucket after another, and she said we started with small shovels, the shovels got bigger, but now she's able to go into a basement, into an area she's dug about 10 by 12 or something like that below the house. She said, how would you like to help her out? And I said, yeah, I'd like to help her out. Fuck yeah, I want to help her out. I want to be down there. Now, here's the thing that you think, well, yeah, great. She's that good looking. She's that fresh. She's that dainty. She's that goddamn vulnerable. Everything about her is sweet. You'd like to eat her tits off. You like all of that stuff she had. But here's the thing. The mother said that, you know, I know my daughter's attractive. And I'll know if something's going on. I won't allow it. She said, I know the way that semen smells. I know the way that... vagina smells when a woman's turned on. She said, if you're to help us here, I want you to be ethical and on the up and up, Norm. I don't want any problems. She said, I do understand how attractive my daughter is, but when you're down there, I want you to be all business. I'll pay you. I'll give you dinner and I'll buy you whatever we have with regards to meals, and I'll buy that. Sometimes Kentucky Fried Chicken. You might get a fucking Whopper. There might be a home-cooked meal. And I said, I thought, yeah, okay. I'll go down there and I'll work with her very pretty goddamn daughter. And so I couldn't really bang her out. She would she said she could basically in coded ways, classy ways, manneristic ways, develop a way. She said that she basically understood that she could smell my cock and if there was pussy on it when I came out of the basement. She could smell it. She'd understand it. She knows something going on. And she said, I'll call the goddamn police. At that time, it was statutory rape or something. I think 17 or some shit like that. I don't remember. But she said she was savvy to all that shit. So I don't want any trouble. I had aspirations to being the great Norm Augustinus. Tall, thin, handsome. When I say I'm the recipe of what people want to be, I'm not bullshitting. It's true and it's all fruitiated. I'm actually that big. Bigger, maybe. Fucking recordings getting tons and tons of hits. The problem is nobody will pay for it. They love it, but they won't pay. So I'm in the basement with her and her daughter. Let's just say her daughter's name Audrey. Or they used to call her Audra. Let's say her daughter's Audra. And they used to call her Audra. Her name is Audrey. They used to call her Audra. So let's say I went in the hole. I'm not saying this happened. I'm not absolutely equivocally saying this fucking happened. It'd be stupid to say something like this would happen. Let's just say this is kind of an exploitation of something that, but you know. So I'm in a hole and I think, how can I get down with her? She's really attractive. I mean, beyond attractive. She's got short shorts. She's sweating. She's in the basement. She's absolutely stunning. Her tits, her skin is white. I could smell the fucking eggs in her. Literally, I could smell them. I could smell her pussy everywhere we walked. It was a dream. It was an early introduction into pussy that I needed desperately that wasn't really completely awry. So when I went down there, we hit clay areas. Areas of intense clay mixed with sand. So I came up with this idea. I came up with this method. I don't know who it could work for, if it could work for anybody. She wanted to pump the shit out of me just like your sister would. Maybe just like you would. Just like your mom would. It's not a joke. I'm that attractive. And I hate to say that because it sounds so horribly conceited. But I'm not that way, but I am attractive. I can't help it. I mean, what do you do? You're born with a fucking, if you're born with someone gives you, gold spoons in your hand, and you don't just take the spoons and throw them and give them away, you hang on to the spoons for as long as you can. That's what I'm doing. So when I was down there, and I knew she was really turned on, super fucking wet down there for me, I could smell it, and I could tell by her dilated eyes, we practically worked with coal miner's lights. This is no shit. It really added to the allure of what we were doing. Coal miner-like lights, the stench of pussy, or in a dirt hole. It was like we were like convicts or something. We're trying to escape. Prisoners were trying to escape together. Me and this super young, great pussy in the basement. It was just fantastic. I think about it all the time. I save these engrams in my mind, and I think, I'm going to pull up engram 399-C, and I'm going to pump off to that in my mind. You know how you pull up imaginations, these imagines, these engrams, these women, these faces, the women you knew? I'm going to pull it up now and I'm going to pump off. So I get down there. I get the idea that it's okay. The mom's wise to the stench of pussy. The mom's wise. She'd probably smell my cock when I came up. She was always sitting right at the hole where you went down. So as I came out, she'd smell my cock, smelling like her daughter's pussy. I didn't want any trouble. So I thought, how can I creatively come out of this? And there was clay areas throughout the fucking thing. This relates to something I said earlier with regards to the lady's stool. I would take the clay, honest to God, and I'd mold the clay into a dick. And I must have had 6 or 10 clay dicks in there. And I'd use the dick I did the day before or the 2 days before, and the dick would get really hard, and I would fuck her with the clay dick because I had all kinds of clay there. I was fucking her and getting the same thing, the same expressions. I saw the same face on her as the clay dick went in and out of her fucking tight young pussy. I'm pumping her with a goddamn clay dick. And I had all kinds of clay dicks lined up down there, like we were in a fucking foxhole or something. And these were bazooka bullets or something like that. One clay dick after another. It only needed a day to dry pretty good. And I'd pump her with a clay dick and see her face. And I thought, how can I want to blow my load in her face, but her mom's wise to this shit. She knows it. I want to unload my cannon into her face, my two-part epoxy, my white hope. I want to blast it in her fucking face. So I brought down a piece of plexiglass. This will sound made up. It's not. Nobody could make this up. You can't make this shit up on the spot. I must be drawing from reality. You mustn't die. So drawing from reality and giving you this story so one day you can tell your fucking kids this shit. Tell your daughters. Tell whatever you want to do. You can tell them this stuff. I'm not making this stuff up. I got a very creative mind. I'm improvisational. I improvise quickly, come up with ideas. So I came down with a piece of plexiglass that her mom didn't know I would go in the hole with when we were digging with a hole with the buckets. We were using shovels at some point. She was using buckets. And I had a tape recorder. At that time, I think it was a realistic tape recorder. It was a cassette tape recorder. And I recorded as we were digging so that when I came back down and every time I'd pump her with a fucking clay dildo, and you'd hear this fucking digging. Like, as I was pumping with a dildo. I played the tape all the way through. It was one of the best working gigs I've ever had. It was, I mean, talk of slavery, yes, but it was the kind of slavery you wanted to do. It's like when a chick takes a dick for the first time, it hurts so good, that phrase they say. And I'd hold the plexiglass in front of her face and I'd pump off all fucking 15.55 pounds of my cock, my 14.5-inch fucking dick. It's almost 2 inches wide, and I blow my load to her face by holding the plexiglass thing in front of her goddamn, the most beautiful face you've ever seen, while I was dildoing her with the clay dildo that I made from the clay that we hit, the vein of clay that we hit in the Michigan soil with sand and clay. And I would pump her off and blow my load it would hit the fucking plexiglass thing. It was the most beautiful images you ever saw. Now, I have this forever. Try to imagine you're holding a piece of plexiglass and you're looking at some chick's beautiful face and her tits are out. You're looking at her face as she's moving around, writhing about, while you're fucking dildoing her with a clay dildo from Michigan soil. You're dildoing her out and you're seeing this goddamn face. I can't get that out of my head. And I'd blow my load onto the plexiglass. It would hit with such impact and drip down the glass with such art-like ways. It's better than anything Salvador Dali could have ever done in a million fucking years. And I'd do the same thing for her cunt and her asshole. Pull her legs back. I'd hold the fucking plexiglass thing there. I'd blow my cum. It didn't go into her cunt. I'd flip her over, hold it over her back door, her fucking rear end, her stink snar, her fucking female badge, whatever you want to call it. And I would blow my load onto the plexiglass and watch it drip down. There's her asshole undulating. There's her cheeks. It was like I had all this sex with her, but I didn't. I mean, the mother never fucking knew. Come up and smell my cock. She'd look at her daughter. There's no goddamn cum on her. She hadn't been breached in any way. The stench had come. And she didn't see anything like that because I outsmarted her. Because I'm the fucking man. I outsmarted her. You have to be a step ahead of bitches. Two bitches there equaled made me like negative 99. Two bitches there. I had to be clever. I had to be smart. A piece of goddamn plexiglass, my cum cannon, and these fucking clay dildos I'd make. Big goddamn dildos that would go into her pussy and the look she would make. It was so erotic. It was so I'm popping a fucking rod right now just telling you this. How beautiful it was. And why? Because I took a thing where I volunteered to help dig out a basement. I saw opportunity and I acted on the possibility, the opening, the opportunity, and I advanced it forward until it fruitiated like a business fucking plan, folks. Tick. Oh man, it's good. It was really fucking good. And that lady reminded me of it, sold her turds, man, with cum in it. It drawed me right to that fucking memory. I've got a truckloads of fucking memory, files and files of memories here that I could probably tell. I got a lifetime to tell them, but a short, limited time to tell them with the amount of stories I got, the amount of realities that I got. And that's what these are. These are realities that really happened. You can just see that piece of plexiglass, man. Try to picture it. Get yourself a piece of plexiglass with your old bag of shit and her stretched out cunt that's turned you into a fucking laborer. Get your fucking piece of plexiglass, hold it in front of her face, and then blow your load in front of her face on the plexiglass.
I'll be right back.
You see, Norm, I couldn't do that. Why not? Because her face ain't like the face you describe with that young woman. My old lady's face looks really fucking bad, man. And when she's grimacing from fucking orgasmic joy, when she's grimacing from fucking vaginal pleasure, it looks like she's in pain. It looks like someone's operating on her with fucking scalpel and no fucking, none of the shit that numbs the pain. None of the gas. Well, maybe one day it'll come your way. Maybe one day, fuckstick, someone will say, hey, you want to help dig out our basement? We're doing it by hand. Hey, this is my fucking daughter. This is Shelly. She's going to be helping you. You know, I know stuff that goes on. I'm respecting you and keeping you keep this on the up and up while you're in the dark recesses under my fucking home with my daughter.
You've been listening to the one and only...
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
We meet at the big clock. In cyberspace, it's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up. You're looking down. You're looking to the right. You're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background. And you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder, eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands, they're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower, 100, 150 feet tall, brown bricks, tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey, bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down, we pop the corks in your toes, and all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange-colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet, getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange-colored solution and replace the corks in your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in a million-dollar house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best-looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best-looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Marie, I hope this letter finds you happy and well. Marie, the other day I was walking down a sidewalk in a local park. While I was walking, I came across a plastic bag filled with bird seed. The bag was torn open. There was seed everywhere. Also lying next to the bag of bird seed was a pair of women's soiled panties. I also spotted a very large, extremely stretched out Magnum XL condom. There was an enormous load of jism trapped inside the rubber. Someone had knotted off the end of the rubber so that the blow wouldn't leak out. I examined the scene for a long time while I smoked my doobie. It was an odd happening for sure, but through the process of deduction, I came to the following conclusion. Marie, I believe a man and a woman went to the park. They brought along a bag of bird seed. They were going to feed the birds together, give each other compliments, and touch each other tenderly. Both the man and the woman were donning old-school 1960s afros. At some point, the man got hard, and he wanted to drill the woman. The woman didn't want to be impaled, so she started to run until the 25-pound bag of birdseed was thrown at the back of the woman's head. At that point, the man pulled on the Magnum XL and the woman pulled down her hip-hugger jean shorts. The man crammed his rock-hard hot glue gun through the fabric of the woman's cum panties. The woman took the man's cock to the dirt and fuck hole. The rubber was then pulled off and tied off. While I kneeled down, I marveled at a mole that was pulling the used Magnum rubber into his tunnel. He was making sniffing sounds. Marie, the woman left behind her cum panties. They smelled like pussy, real bad. It took a lot of force to punch those enormous, perfectly round holes into those female panties. When I looked up, I saw circling turkey vultures. They thought something had died, but it was just the cum panties stinking up the sidewalk. Turkey vultures will shit onto an area where there is something dead. Their shit has glow-in-the-dark properties that will enable enable the vultures to find the dead animal even in total darkness. I gotta go. I've got stuff to do. Write me back when you can. Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister. She was standing next to her electric bike in the same park where I stumbled across the birdseed, rubber, and cum panties. When your big-titted little sister saw me, she took off her shirt, brassiere, shorts, and panties, and she lied down next to her bike. When I got to your big-titted little sister, she had pulled her knees back to her ears, and she was making growling sounds while moving her upper lip up and down. Her juicy cunt and delicious butt badge were aimed directly at me, so I ate out your big-titted little sister, and then I gave her a rim job. And while I was rimming your big-titted little sister's tight asshole, she ripped out the inner tube from the rear wheel of her electric bike, and then your big-titted little sister kicked out most of the spokes, too.
Hey man, what's going down here? I thought this was just going to be another boring nature walk. Your whore has got nice melons. I especially like her shit and fuck hole. Tight baby. Real tight. Fucking A, I like your big balls, son. They're huge. I'll bet there's a lot of cum in them. Cum that I could really use right now. What do you say? Let me get in on this scene. I can fuck and suck with the best of them. If you'd like, I'll pull out the front inner tube of that bike, and I'll kick out the front wheel spokes. Let's get it on fuckers right here, right now. I'm clean and ready to rev my engine.
Attention shoppers, this is Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. Attention men, right now at the counter we're selling 25-pound bags of bird seed. Why do you need a bag of bird seed? And how could the purchase of this product turn your old, lifeless, sexless, dried-out, invisible whore into a growling, horny, teenage sex kitten? Well, I'll tell you. When your hag can't get her stretched-out cunt to buckle down and grip your cock like Quint holding onto the handle of a fishing pole, simply throw this 25-pound bag of birdseed at your old lady point blank as she's running to the neighbor for help. Don't hate your slut because her pussy is dry. The huge impact of the bag of birdseed hitting her age spot-covered body will disable her until she sees a used cum-filled rubber spill out from the ripped bag of birdseed. Ooh-wee! She's horny now. Used cum-filled rubbers can turn on any female anywhere, anytime. For fuck's sake, most folks know that women have been eating used rubbers like candy since they were a teenager. Every 25-pound bag of birdseed comes complete with a used, genuine, cum-filled rubber. These rubbers have been stretched out from actual heavy-duty action, and thanks to the decaying jism, they stink, man! Come on up to the counter and get your 25-pound bag of birdseed now. Only $19.95. A bag of birdseed and some dude's old used rubber. Who knew? On a side note, my assistant man, Mandy Phelps is on the phone right now. She's unable to come to work. Mandy says she's taking a dick. Let's put Mandy's phone call on the store-wide intercom. Mandy, are you there? Hard and deep, Mandy. You'll never go wrong. There's nothing like smelling worked over pussy first thing in the morning. I'll see you in the AM. This has been Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. That is all.
Fuck. 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 Fuck.
Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
When you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.